I don't want to think about Arnie rubbing himself in moisturizer. That's what I don't want to think about, just giving him that silky smooth skin. All right, Town for Tire text line, 802-655-6672. We've talked a lot today about Christian Fourier's comments and the idea that Tom Brady and the Patriots would be done with each other. Our buddy Freddie Coleman,
yes,
who is, he even likes Arnie. I don't know why, but he even likes Arnie.
Somebody's got to do it.
He's on ESPN radio at night. He had this to say about the Patriots.
If I'm Jameis Winston, no matter what Tom Brady does, I'm calling Bill Belichick. If you need somebody, I'm here. If you need a guy with a big kind of arm but needs better coaching, maybe someone to hold him accountable, whether you bring back Tom Brady or not, hey, Coach Belichick, I'm over here. Because whatever plan B the Patriots have, if Tom Brady is going to leave,
were you going to Jared Stidham out of Auburn?
That may be plan Z if you're the New England Patriots. Nothing against Jared. That's not a good plan.
So notice that Freddie Coleman didn't phrase it this way. He did not say the Patriots should call Jameis Winston, but he says Jameis Winston should call the Patriots. What do you think about that idea?
Jameis Winston should be calling everybody. That's what he should be doing to find himself a job. I think it'd be a good fit. What did I see that today that he got LASIK surgery?
Yeah, he got LASIK eye surgery. He could use it to see his own teammates properly,
as opposed to the other team.
Yes. You know, normally that might not be a big thing, and we kind of make jokes about it. I don't know. Maybe there is something to that about, you know, improving your eyesight. Was he wearing contacts? I have no idea. But I do think that Jameis Winston is an option for the Patriots if the Patriots move on. Is he option two? I'm not exactly sure. But I would think he'd be one of the higher options.
Yeah,
out
but Jameis Winston is, wherever he goes, he's got to start. I mean, he threw the ball 626 times last year. He's not going to sit on the bench with a clipboard. And
he led the league in passing yards last year.
I just looked at his stats and I almost fell out of my chair. His numbers were unbelievable, except for one number under the INT.
Yeah.
He had, which I find incredible, 30 interceptions in one football season.
He was 30-30, 30 touchdowns, 30 picks.
He had 33 touchdowns. And, yeah, I mean, he had 5,100 yards in passing. It reminds me of the Bill Parcells, Drew Bledsoe, after he was drafted first, where all they did was throw the ball in every single play, and Bledsoe ran up huge numbers, including interceptions. I mean, obviously, this is – here we go again, though. Everything is predicated on Tom Brady, and so we aren't going to know anything because Tom Brady isn't going to do anything for another month.
Look, Freddie Coleman's right. Jameis Winston should call the Patriots because Jameis Winston was the number one pick in the draft, hasn't been able to get the Buccaneers over the hump, so we can go to a team that presumably is better with better coaching. Although we like Bruce Arians in Tampa, you have Belichick, you have McDaniels, you have some young running backs or, you know, young offensive pieces there still that you can work with. And whereas we think that Brady is a guy who can't necessarily make up for his receiver's deficiencies, maybe Winston in his arm is someone who can. That's the sales pitch I would make if I were Jameis Winston, but I would want no part of Jameis Winston if I were the Patriots. From the maturity level, look, this is a guy who's had sexual assault issues. You know, at Florida State, he was suspended by the league for what he did to that Uber driver. So he comes with some character concerns there as well. He comes with the turnover concerns. Immature guy. I'm going to go and say I don't know that he could play in the cold weather. All of the above would worry me about Jameis Winston.
Well, I said he's an option. I just didn't think he was the second option. There's other quarterbacks I'd rather have. You start with Brady, then you think I'm crazy. You know who I like. Taysom Hill. And you go, yuck. But I would probably, if I was the Patriots, I would take him over Jameis Winston. I can't believe you think he's yucky. There was a bunch of people discussing about
30 years old. You know, there have been three quarterbacks in NFL history.
He's like 28, isn't he, or something?
He's 29.
29, okay.
And he'll be 30 next year. There are three quarterbacks in NFL history that have made their first start at 30 years old, and one of them is somebody named Brian St. Pierre, who I think used to play at Boston College.
He was a BC kid.
And he played for the Steelers. Yeah. Nobody makes their first start at 30 years old, and then nobody becomes somebody that can replace Tom Brady after 30 years old.
Not to mention the fact that he's not even a quarterback.
He's a quarterback.
He is.
He was a quarterback at BYU, but he got hurt, too.
Right.
I was a quarterback for 1 week of the Shenandoah freshman team.
No. He's a real quarterback. You know, there was a lot of people discussing whether they should go after somebody like him. He wouldn't be a lot in the salary cap. You don't have to pay him a whole heck of a lot. It opens up stuff for the other positions. I you know, you guys are putting too much of a kibosh on him. Plus, he's a hell of an athlete. Brady, you're the one that drills in our head, got to be mobile. You know, you got to be.
He has thrown 13 passes. I'd be better off letting Edelman be the quarterback of the Patriots next year.
Oh, wow. You're so anti. I just don't understand, for a guy that's so athletic and for a guy that's mobile, I thought that's the perfect quarterback that you would want.
Oh, Brady, bad news. Miles in St. Albans. I never agree with Arnie, but I think Tatum, he'll be amazing for the Patriots.
Okay. Well, it's...
So there's two people.
It's Taysom, not
Tatum. No, but
Tatum.
He put Tatum.
No, there's
maybe he's talking about Jason Tatum.
He'd be better for the Patriots.
He might be better.
He'd be better for the Patriots than Taysom Hill.
He'd see the